News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, the idea of a wealth tax, increasing income taxes up to 70%, has been discussed in the US by the newly elected Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Should we be considering a similar wealth tax here to close the gap, close economic divisions? Joining us to discuss this is People Before Profit TD Richard Boyd Barrett and Fine Gael Senator Neil Richmond. Richard, we'll go to you first. Is this something you think the government should be considering?
Without a shadow of a doubt. In fact, we have been arguing with the government since I got into the Dáil in 2011 that we should have a wealth tax. And that's even more relevant now, because something that most people wouldn't know and wouldn't feel because it hasn't affected them is that wealth in this country has almost doubled in the last 3 or 4 years. So we've gone from total net household wealth of $400 billion in 2012 to just under $800 billion last year. And the vast, vast majority of that is concentrated in the hands of the top 5 or 10%. So the wealthiest 10% in Irish society own 54% of the wealth. The top 5% own 37% of the wealth. So even if you put a 2% wealth tax on that wealth, excluding the family home, like allowing €1 million for those people each, you'd raise €3 billion in tax each year. And it wouldn't, they wouldn't even feel it, because wealth is okay. is gathering value.
Neil Richmond, it's a win-win. They wouldn't even feel it, and we'd raise, would you say 2 or 3 billion?
€3 billion. 2%. And that's excluding the family home.
Okay. I think it's very important that we look at what we mean by a wealth tax. Is this a tax on income, or is there a tax on asset? And the suggestion by Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez is quite different. It's a tax on income.
Yeah.
So she says that anyone earning over $10 million per annum should pay 60 to 70% tax. She didn't specify, because it wasn't a deep policy paper. It was in an interview. So we have to ask ourselves, how many people in Ireland earned over €10 million last year?
Zero, I'm assuming. Yeah.
Zero. So when we talk about her proposal, 70%
okay.
on earnings
Let's
over 10 million.
Let's talk about Richard's proposal, the wealth tax.
Again, Richard, we need to know where the specifics going to be. Where is it coming in? Are you bringing this in an income? Are you bringing in an asset? Are you saying that...
Asset.
So asset alone. So what about income? So she's talking about income tax.
We have proposals for income as well. We think there should be additional bans of income taxation for earners in excess of €100,000. So we'd have a few bans.
So €100,000. So you're talking a household of a guard and a secondary school teacher.
No, individuals. So not combined incomes.
So €100,000. So what's the income tax? We bring it up to 42%. It's 40%. We already have the most progressive income tax system here in Europe, as per the OECD. Our issue in Fine Gael is that far too many people go into the higher tax bracket, the 40%, at too low a rate. So if you're paying about, if you're earning €33,500 a year, you start paying 40% income tax. What we want to do is lift that, so you pay the lower band, so you get to keep a little bit more money at the lower level. So that's a relief for those on the lower level. Richard's obsessed with taxing more, and somehow that there's this hidden money out there that will solve all our problems, and we tax more.
€3 billion, before I let you back in, €3 billion?
Well, I'd like to see where he's pulling that €3 billion from, and what will the impact of those increases be on the overall economy?
Okay, yeah.
Will that reduce the productivity? Will that turn off investment?
Okay,
let
Richard answer.
First of all our figures are costed and based on the central bank figures on wealth distribution and the Silk report, the CSO Silk report.
So when you talk about asset, is it local property tax or
it's
capital
net
gains?
Assets,
or?
But it's net assets. Net assets, which include financial assets and property assets.
But so increasing the property tax, even though your party voted to reduce the local property tax.
I know you have to play politics a bit, Neil, but I said...
Well, we are politicians.
But I said very specifically excluding the family home, right? Excluding the family home.
But now I take
your
point
there.
No,
I did, Shane, didn't I? I said excluding the family home.
He actually did say excluding the family home.
So this is about... the top 5%, our tax would affect only the top 85,000 households, which is the top 5% in the country, who between them, just to reiterate, between them have about $300 billion in assets. Extraordinary amount of money, and it has almost doubled
in the last 4 or 5 years. And who are those people? Let's just consider for a moment who those people are. They're property owners, okay? They're people who are making an absolute fortune from the current housing crisis. And what Fine Gael policy has done is massively inflated the value of their assets. They are generating enormous income through rents, through property values, and they're not paying enough tax. And that's partly why we've got a housing crisis.
Let Neil come back in.
Okay, well, the market decides the value of assets. But when we look at Richard's proposal, now we've whittled down what sort of wealth tax proposal. I suppose the comparison we can give is in France, where they've had two different models of wealth tax. One they did off income that lasted 2 years, and one this wealth tax on an asset, not including the family home. I give them that. That policy has been bandied about France for the last 40 years. It's brought in by a socialist government. It's taken out by a centre-right government. What they found the last time it was brought in and then taken out again by Chirac is the years that it was taken out, they actually brought in more tax than the years that was in. Because if you overtax people, you decrease their desire to develop the economy, to increase productivity. So what we're looking for is, will the tax proposal sounds great, but will it actually bring anything in?
Richard,
or do we look at our tax system now
Richard,
and maximise what we can get?
This is about political posturing. It actually doesn't raise the revenue it's going to.
It's very interesting, isn't
where
it?
In the
when
world
it, when
has it
comes
raised
to taxing ordinary people, right, as is now being proposed with carbon taxes, with water charges, with bin tax, apparently we can do that, right? But when it comes to taxing the super rich, It's apparently too complicated. It's always too complicated to tax the super rich. I don't accept.
We do tax the super rich.
You don't tax the super rich. And I've just
we
pointed
do. We
out.
We have local property tax.
What
we have
are
income
doing
tax.
About the
We've
fact?
Higher rates of USC.
Neil, what are you doing about the fact, as borne out in Central Statistic report after report, that the richest 10% in Irish society own an extraordinary 54% of the wealth? That is a gross inequality in the distribution of
Richard,
wealth. Do you intend
okay,
to
Richard,
do anything
Neil
at
Richard,
all
last
about
word to you.
It's because this comes back to base political ideology. Richard wants to bring about more equality by making more people poor. We want to make more people richer by taking the lower people out of the tax threshold. All you've done is given me 10 minutes of sound bites, to be fair, Richard. We want people paying less tax overall. And we think we're taking in more tax money now than we have in the history of the state. We don't want to constantly burden workers with more and more taxes.
Richard Boybard, very briefly.
So for Neil, there is no inequality.
Yeah.
Just
there
won't.
Is inequality, but we can
okay.
work
on
bringing
property
people
tax, sorry, where has a wealth tax worked in the world in terms of raising
well,
the kind of revenue
isn't it interesting that we saw huge numbers of people take to the streets of France because Macron took away the wealth tax?
Yeah, it's not
took away
my
the
question.
Wealth tax.
That's not
well,
question.
Well, obviously the French people thought the wealth tax was a good idea. That's why they came out on the streets.
No, didn't. They voted against it in two elections.
And by the way, 65% of people in Ireland in a poll during the summer said they were in favour of wealth tax in Ireland.
Okay.
So even on a democratic basis, you might consider it, Neil.
Well, opinion polls aren't democracy, elections are.